The following is a WGIL sports presentation. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball tips off with the Alcorn Carlin pregame show, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
Now your starting lineups. First for the Maroons, a 5'7 senior, number 20, Miranda Giever. A 5'9 senior, number 22, Amanda Smith. A 5'7 senior, number 30, Emily Kozlerich. A 6-foot senior, number 42, Alyssa Decker. And a 5'11 junior, number 54, Markeisha Harris. Moline coached by Steve Ford, assisted by Russ Cook and Steve Eckert and Tracy Voss. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'4 senior, number 5, Maddie Boyer. A 5'6 junior, number 10, Ty Peachy. A 5'9 senior, number 12, Sarah Baker. A 5'7 junior, number 14, Jessica Howard. And a 5'9 senior, number 44, Shelby Pacheco. Galesburg coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jackie Howard, Michael Rux, and Jay Barshinger.
Silver Street basketball here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Glad to have you along tonight. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson, the Streaks and the Maroons. Galesburg 11-7 on the season, 0-4 in the Big Six. The Maroons 17-1 overall, 3-1 in the Western Big Six. Moline in their road maroon, trimmed in silver and white. Streaks in their home white, trimmed in black and silver. Ready to tip things off, stepping into the center circle for the Maroons. Markeisha Harris at 5'11 for Moline, and Sarah Baker for the Streaks at 5'9. Ball's up, tip is won by the Maroons. This is Kozlarch, runs it down the right side, laid up off the glass, can't hit, rebound Shelby Pacheco for the Streaks. Gives way to Ty Peachy. Ty across midcourt right side, Moline comes out in a man-to-man defense. Ty on the right wing on the dribble, gives top of the key to Jessica Howard. Thought about three, drove into the paint, kicks out to Ty Peachy right wing. Now Sarah Baker, top of the key, she'll fire the three off the back iron, no. Rebound comes down to Decker for Moline. Off it goes to Giever, runs it down the left side and gives way to... Well, it's knocked away. Tried to get it to Smith. Knocked away. And actually, it wasn't knocked away. It's an over-and-back call. Went off Moline last with the first turnover by the Maroons. Good start for the Streaks as far as getting a rebound on a miss and a turnover.
Yeah, and a good pressure on the defense right there. That's why they were able to force that bad pass, which led to the over-and-back.
Inbound comes to Sarah Baker. Now Jessica Howard between the circles. Gives way to Ty Peachy out high left side. Back to Jess right wing. She'll drive baseline. Gets bumped. No call. Brings it back out. Gives to Ty Peachy on the right wing. Ty on the dribble. Gives to Sarah Baker between the circles. Drives down the right side of the lane. Nice look left side. Shelby Pacheco up off the glass and got it. 7-10 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 2-0. The inbound knocked away by Shelby Pacheco, and checking in for the Streaks, Mickey Rodriguez, Bailey Boyer, Megan Young, Sadie Hamilton, and Jamie Johnson.
A good pass right there by Sarah Baker. She drew the defense, went in, jumped up. Not really what you want to do as if she was going to shoot the shot, but she was able to kick it underneath. So a good idea and good pass.
Long down court pass, run down by Harris on the left baseline. Nice look to the right side, layup up off the glass and in for Kozlarik. And we are tied at 2. 7 minutes to play, first quarter. This is Jamie Johnson out between the circles, working against Harris. Picks up and hands off to Bailey Boyer. Bailey out right at the center circle now on the dribble, directing some traffic against the Moline man-to-man defense. Now picks up on the right wing. Gets to Mickey Rodriguez out between the circles. Now left side it goes to Megan Young. Megan drives into the paint. And what's the call going to be? A hold on somebody. Looks like it's going to go against Moline.
Yeah, I think they got Kozlarik on it.
Okay, yeah, it did go against. I'm not sure the official out here on the near side away from the play is the one that called the first foul in the basketball game. And it comes to Jamie Johnson on the right wing, right to baseline, tried to get it to Bailey Boyer. But the ball was knocked away, and it looks like Moline stepped on the sideline with it. Streaks will have it back.
New group comes in for the Streaks now. Is Massey keeps shuffling it through his lineup. Hopefully we see some confusion here by the Moline defense.
Here along with Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Katarina Mangieri, and Shelby Pacheco. Ty Peachy tried to get it inside to Sarah Baker, knocked away, but Shelby Pacheco comes up with a kick out to Jessica Howard, out high right side, a long three is up and good.
That's the person
night.
You want to lose right there if you're Moline.
5-2 streak, 6:16 to play, and now a steal on the inbound by Katarina Mangieri on a bad pass. Now it goes to Ty Peachy out high left side. Ty on the dribble, runs down the right side of the lane, kicks it across to Shelby Pacheco. Ball gets knocked away, goes to the floor. Jump ball is called, and the possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Nice thought by Ty Peachy that time. The pass was just a little bit low to Shelby.
Yeah, that's one of those that it's tough because it had such a short hop. You want to bounce that a little bit farther from Shelby's body.
Inbound comes to Sarah Baker on the right block, goes to the floor, and another tie-up, and this time the possession arrow is going to point toward Moline. 6:02 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 5-2 back into the Galesburg lineup. Mickey Rodriguez, Maddie Boyer, Megan Young, Jamie Johnson, and Jennifer Markley in for the first time tonight. She'll be up on the ball on the full court pressure.
Maddie Boyer's lost on the press right there. She was supposed to be picking up the back girl, it looked like, and she didn't know where she was supposed to be.
Now Moline with a 3-on-1 break. Right baseline that goes to Kozlar. She'll fire the three-pointer. Can't hit. Rebound comes out long left side to Decker. Decker's pass nearly stolen away by Mickey Rodriguez. On the left block, it goes into Harris. She turns, gets it up off the glass and in. First basket for Markeisha Harris. And now the Streaks turn it over on the pressure from Moline. This is Giever with the steal. Runs it down left side, lays it up and in, and Moline leads 6-5. Quickly back the other way. Maddie Boyer gets to Jamie Johnson, top of the key, fires a three and got it. Like we said, that three is the great equalizer, and the Streaks retake the lead 8-6, and Steve Ford calls the 30-second timeout, and he looks rather disgusted with his club because he sees them starting to play at Galesburg's pace.
Right, exactly, and on top of it, on the other side of things, the Streaks have to be smarter on their press right now. Obviously, Moline's figured out that they weren't playing two girls back, and they were going deep with the ball. Now, we've seen them in two three-on-one situations, and when you get yourself in that situation, it's tough for that one defender to do anything, and they've been able to score on both of those situations.
5:31 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 8-6, and Moline will bring the ball the length of the court. And, you know, Steve Ford's telling his team, just settle down, get it down there, run your offense, but, you know, they know they've got a chance to get a layup, so that's why they try to hurry, I think. And that's part of how this whole scheme works. Now it's Harris on the inbound, gets it into Decker, back to Harris in the backcourt. Now gets it across midcourt right side. This is Kozlarge with it. Goes to the left baseline. This is Smith, and she traveled with the basketball. So another Moline turnover with 5:23 to play.
Well, that was interesting right there. I don't know if Moline picked up on the fact that Massey backed the press off. They had only a three-quarter court press. And they tried to do the trick play where they threw it along the baseline to Markeisha Harris to let her throw it in, but it really didn't phase the Streaks as they were playing back.
Back in, Bailey Boyer tried to get it to Shelby Pacheco, overthrew her, so the Streaks turn it over. Bailey Boyer, Katarina Mangieri, Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, Sarah Baker in for the Streaks. 5:14 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 8-6. Inbound knocked away, but coming up with a Decker gives back to Amanda Smith. Now Decker has it knocked away by Jessica Howard. Decker gets it back and gets it across midcourt. This is Giever, runs it down left side. Nice pass to the right side. Harris can't hit the shot, gets her own rebound there. Fade away in the paint, up and no good. Sarah Baker pulls it down for the Streaks, and she's fouled from behind by Miranda Giever. And that'll be the first foul on Giever, second team foul on Moline. And we've seen Moline very aggressively going after the offensive rebounds to the point where they're nearly going over the back, but that just means the Streaks are going to need to block out a little bit further.
Well, and you do, and you have to make an attempt to block out. Right there, Markeisha Harris just went up over the top of Baker, and Sarah's got to just back up a little bit, and she'll easily draw that foul.
Sarah Gradell into the Moline lineup, 6-foot senior. Now give and go, Bailey Boyer to Sarah Baker running down the right side of the lane. Got it up off the glass and in. Streaks lead 10-6, 4:45 to play. 2-on-1 break, driving down the right side.
Foul is going to be called on the wrong person, but right there that should have been a foul on Emily Thomas. Sarah Gradell. Sarah Gradell called it on her because Sarah Gradell was forcefully trying to keep Sarah Baker away from the play. Pretty much effectively just doing a moving screen throughout the lane to keep her from cutting off the dribble penetration there.
So Gradel, because Sarah Baker did reach in on the shot, but she had gotten knocked to the, was getting knocked into the, basically into the other player at that point. So the foul went against Gradel, her first 13 foul. Now travel called on Ty Peachy. 13 foul on Moline. Back into the Galesburg lineup. Ty Peachy, Mickey Rodriguez, Maddie Boyer, Jamie Johnson, Sadie Hamilton in for the first time tonight, playing with some sort of injury. Coach Massey mentioned in the pregame. Full court pressure, and it comes to Kylie Romeo, 5'7 sophomore guard in for Moline. Romeo on the dribble, gets it across midcourt to Giever. Giever runs it down the right side of the lane, kicks to the left baseline to Kozlarich. Can't hit the three, but she traveled with it before she put the shot up. May have shuffled the feet when she tried to set herself to take the shot.
She must have, because I thought that was going to be a call foul on the shot right there, and I didn't think Ty was anywhere near her. So,
what's that, the fifth turnover now by Moline?
That's four turnovers, so
which is probably something Steve Ford doesn't want to see this early in a ball game. Top of the key, it's Ty Peachy with it. Working against the Moline man-to-man, dribbles, spins at the free throw line, kicks out to Maddie Boyer, top of the key. Maddie drives down, gets to Jamie Johnson, right baseline, three is away. Long rebound tipped up by Ty Peachy, but brought down by Moline. Sarah Gradel, she'll give way to Giever across midcourt left side. It's Kozlarich. On the blocks left side, Harris drives in, spins, puts up a jumper. Nope, she kicked it back out, so it's going to be a foul on the floor, and I think it's going to go against Sadie Hamilton. Harris would have been better off just going up with that. She would have gotten two shots, but as it is, it'll be Moline with it on the left baseline.
That was almost a preemptive call, I think, too, because I think that if there was going to be a foul had she shot that ball, but she at the last second, right before the whistle blew, she kicked it back outside, and I don't think that Sadie ever touched her arm on it.
In for the streaks, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Shelby Pacheco, Sarah Nelson in for the first time, because Larch with the three from the right baseline, up and good. 5-4, because Larch make it 10-9 streaks, 3:48 to play first quarter. Bailey Boyer has it tipped away from behind. Shelby Pacheco saves it into Jessica Howard on the right wing. Jess looks over the defense. Now dribbles toward the baseline, pulls it back out to the wing. Still on the dribble with it, stops and picks up, and gets to Shelby Pacheco on the right baseline. Shelby kicks out high to Megan Young. The ball's going to go into the backcourt, and it's going to be an over-and-back violation against the Galesburg Silver Streak, so they'll turn it over with 3:29 to play here in the first quarter, leading 10-9.
Well, on that last offensive possession by the Maroons, Kozlarich threw the ball in, and they did a perfectly executed play where they rolled it around to the opposite side, so she was able to run in, get a perfect screen set for her, and she hit the three. The Streaks have to be aware that when she's out by the three-point line, she's the one Maroon that's going to try to shoot it.
Streaks come up with a steal on the back door play on the inbound, but the Streaks turn it right back over. Giever has it, runs it down the right side, laid up off the glass, and got it. Make it 11-10 Moline. Ty Peachy across midcourt right side, stops on the wing, gets to Mickey Rodriguez, who's back in, along with Katarina Mangieri, Jennifer Markley, Sarah Baker, and Ty Peachy. 3:12 to play. Ball gets knocked away on the sideline. Streaks will inbound in front of the Moline bench. First quarter, Streaks trail 11-10. Sarah Baker picks up out high right side, looking for help, and gets to Mickey Rodriguez on the right baseline. Mickey picks up, gets to Sarah out high on the right side. She'll bring it back out toward the top of the key. Now gets to Ty Peachy. Ty back to Sarah, top of the key, drives down the right side of the lane, stopped at the free throw line, pass knocked away. Ball goes to the floor. Moline comes up with a nice hustle that time by Gradel. And this is Giever with it. Runs down to the left side, lay it up off the glass, and got it. So Giever with 6 points, make it 13-10. Moline now with Ty Peachy's pass, tried to get it to Jennifer Markley under the basket, knocked away. The Streaks will have it under their own basket on the right baseline. Maddie Boyer, Jamie Johnson, Shelby Pacheco, Jessica Howard, Bailey Boyer back in for the Streaks.
Well, this is where the Streaks need to take a collective breath, slow themselves down, and get an easy basket here.
And don't want to get a five call. And
That was a quick five. I mean, I was just counting by twos.
Yeah, I was just saying that because it was getting to the point where we were getting about three, but he blew the whistle right then, so the Streaks turned it over with 2:40 to play. Trailing 13-10, full court pressure. Back into the Moline lineup, Amanda Smith, she'll inbound. And long down court home run pass goes to Kozlarich. Down on the left baseline, now drives into the paint. Stop, travel with a no call. Kicks it over to the right baseline to Romeo. She can't hit the shot. Rebound Jamie Johnson. And the ball's going to go off of, it's going to go out of bounds off Moline last. So the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. And Evan Massey talking to the officials about something. I'm not sure what. But nonetheless, Streaks have it. 2:31 to play. First quarter, trailing 13-10. Bailey Boyer to the left wing to Shelby Pacheco. Back out between the circles. Jamie Johnson out high right side to Bailey Boyer. Now swing left side to Jessica Howard. Stops at the free throw line. Gives to Jamie Johnson. She'll drive to the left elbow. Kicks back out to Jessica Howard. Now she'll penetrate to the free throw line. Gives to Bailey Boyer. She'll fire the three out high right side and got it. Third three of the ball game for the Streaks. We are tied at 13, 2:07 to play, first quarter. Moline breaks the pressure. Decker gives way to Romeo, runs it down the right side, lays it up off the glass, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Goodell. She can't hit, but a foul is going to be called. I believe it's going to go against Jessica Howard. And Streaks giving up another offensive rebound there, just didn't get a body on Goodell.
Yeah, and that's an important thing. Like we talked about before the game, the Streaks need to dominate the boards here. These second chance opportunities, you're just giving them an opportunity to put a little bit more distance between you and them.
Foul actually was called on Shelby Pacheco. That is her first second team foul. First free throw for Gradell is up and no good. First free throw of the basketball game. 1:58 to play in the first quarter. We are tied at 13. Back in for Galesburg, Megan Young, Sadie Hamilton, Sarah Baker, Mickey Rodriguez, and Ty Peachy. Second shot for Sarah Gradell up and good. And she'll be replaced by Markeisha Harris for the Maroons. 1:58 to play, first quarter, Streaks trail 14-13. Giever will pick up in midcourt against Ty Peachy. Left wing gives to Sadie Hamilton. Now Sarah Baker gives to Ty Peachy, top of the key. Ty looks over the defense, dribbles right and hands off to Megan Young, right wing. She'll fire the three, air ball, rebound saved in by Sadie Hamilton. Nice hustle, Sarah Baker on the right sideline. Ooh, they're going to say Sarah stepped out of bounds trying to save it in, but I thought it was a good play, but Moline will bring it from three-quarter court.
Yeah, I thought it was a good play as well, and it looked like she was right on right there.
1:40 to play, first quarter. Streaks trail 14-13. Moline still in the backcourt. Giever gets it across left side to Harris. Harris drives to the left baseline, stops, pulls up with a 10-foot jumper off the glass and got it. That's four for Harris and make it 16-13. Moline now. Nice look from Ty Peachy to Sadie Hamilton running down the right side of the lane. Sadie gets it up and in and one. And I believe the foul's going to go against Markeisha Harris.
Yeah, that was tough to tell, but yes, it does go against Markeisha. Yeah.
So Harris picks up her first, and that's the thing. The Streaks were able to take advantage. Harris got the basket. Sadie running the floor on this end. Harris not able to get back in time. And Sadie gets the, I won't call it an easy two. It was a tough one, and she got it up and in and the free throw as well. So Sadie's got three. We're tied at 16. 1:26 to play first quarter. Amanda Smith with it, gives to Giever across midcourt, between the circles, now gives left wing to Romeo. Romeo to Harris on the block's left side, works in against Sarah Baker, got it up off the glass and in. Not much Sarah can do on that when Harris gets it that deep.
Yeah, she's got to play better ball pressure before she gets the ball, because if she keeps the ball out of her hands, obviously it's going to make her time on defense a lot easier.
Megan Young out between the circles, has it knocked away, but she's fouled by Amanda Smith. And that'll be the first foul on Smith, and that is now, I believe, the 15th foul on Moline with 1:02 to play in the first quarter. Back into the Galesburg lineup, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Howard, Maddie Boyer, Shelby Pacheco, and Jamie Johnson. Bailey will inbound from the near sideline. Streaks trail 18-16, and it comes to Jamie Johnson, hands off to Bailey Boyer, between the circles, gets bumped,
yep.
Top of the key, Giever picks up the foul.
That's
that'll
second.
Be her second, yeah. Yeah, now the 16 foul on Moline, so that's going to be something that may be a concern for Steve Ford as well.
Giever, one of the quicker guards on this Moline team, she tried to get in, poked the ball away from Bailey, but Bailey was moving to her right and was able to hit the arm going by.
This is Maddie Boyer out high left side, drives to the free throw line, kicks to the right wing to Jessica Howard, fires the three, can't hit, rebound tipped up by Shelby Pacheco, can't reel it in. Decker comes down with it for Moline, 46 seconds to play. Giever runs it across midcourt and gives to Harris. Oh, and now a foul on Jamie Johnson, wow.
Yeah, they're going to call Jamie for the hand check right here, because Jamie's hands were square on the back of Markeisha Harris while Markeisha was trying to back her down.
Now the inbound alley-oop to Harris, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Jessica Howard. Streaks lucky on that one, kind of fell asleep on the inbound. Jess stops on the right wing, looks over the defense, gives to Jamie Johnson between the circles. Jamie with 29 seconds now to play, dribbles right, gets down on the right block, puts it up. It's blocked by Decker. Ball goes to the floor. Coming up with it is Romeo for Moline. Pass knocked away by Shelby Pacheco, but Giever comes up with it, gives to Smith across midcourt right side. 17 seconds now to play. Romeo has it, gives to Harris on the block's left side, drives in, kicks out to Smith on the right wing. 15-footer up, no good. Rebound comes down to Romeo. Her shot is blocked by Shelby Pacheco. Now we're going to have a tie-up. As Shelby Pacheco, also Jamie Johnson right there along with Smith. Streaks will have it with 7.3 seconds to play in the quarter, trailing by two. And they'll bring in Katarina Mangieri, Sarah Baker, Sadie Hamilton, and Mickey Rodriguez. So the Streaks with a chance to tie or take the lead here late in the first quarter. Ty Peachy with it, 4 seconds to play, gets a pick with three, drives into the paint, scoops up a layup up off the glass, got it. As time runs out, nice play by the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Ty Peachy got a pick at the top of the key from Sarah Baker, took it all the way down, laid it up and in. We are tied at 18 after one. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Live coverage of GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with Shelter Insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team has a non-conference game Saturday night at Macomb. Pregame coverage begins at 7:06 on WGIL.
Second quarter just underway from John Thiel Gymnasium. The Galesburg Silver Streaks and Moline Maroons tied at 18 apiece. Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson. Glad to have you along tonight for Silver Streak basketball. Moline with it to start the second quarter. Smith gives to Decker. Finds Harris running down the lane right in the middle. Gets a nice two-footer up and in. She's got 8. Make it 20-18. Moline. Maddie Boyer left wing. Fires a 3. It's short. Rebound comes out long. It's knocked away. Wow, Shelby Pacheco just got decked by Alyssa Decker. The official didn't see it because he was looking at the ball where it went out of bounds. Now the official on the outside saw it. He's telling him to settle down, but I don't know why. If he saw it, he didn't call the foul on that. Nonetheless, the ball went off Sarah Baker trying to run down the rebound. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Smith to inbound. And it comes, pass knocked away by Shelby Pacheco. Now this is Romeo. Gets it to Decker out on the right wing. Now back out between the circles. Smith drives into the paint, scoops up a shot from 2 feet, got it up and in. Amanda Smith with her first basket, and the Streaks just did not cut off the lane. Quickly back the other way, pass from Ty Peachy to Shelby Pacheco, running the floor the other way. Shelby lays it up and in. That's her second basket, and it's 22-20. Moline, 7:15 to play in the quarter, 2-on-1 break. Harris to Decker, and Sarah Baker got there with a nice block on that shot, but she got called for the foul.
Wow. It looked like it was clean from our angle. The official, given the benefit of the doubt, he was on top of the play. He was right there, so he had the best angle at it. But from our angle at the other side of the gym, it definitely looked like it was clean.
So Alyssa Decker goes to the free throw line and hits the first. That's her first point of the ball game. Decker, a 6-foot senior. 7:12 to play first half. Streaks trail 23-20. Back in, it's Megan Young, Bailey Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Sadie Hamilton, and Jamie Johnson for the Streaks. Alyssa Decker at the free throw line. Second one is up and good as well. Make it 24-20 Moline. Quickly back the other way. Bailey Boyer across midcourt. Gives to Jamie Johnson between the circles. Jamie looks over the defense, working against Harris. Drives the right side. Passes, tried to get the pass over the top. Sadie Hamilton. Sadie finally runs it down. Gets that high to Bailey Boyer. Now Jamie Johnson, top of the key. Dribbles right. Stops to the right elbow. Gives to Mickey Rodriguez on the right wing. Now out to Bailey Boyer right at the center circle. Bailey drives down right side of the lane. Shot blocked by Decker. And now a 3-on-1 break again for the Maroons. This is Harris. Goes right side, lay it up off the glass and good. That was Emily Kozlarik. And Evan Massey's going to call a timeout. And that'll be a 30-second timeout with 6:42 to play here in the first half. Streaks trail 6:20. So, Galesburg just giving up, even in the half court, some easy buckets right down the middle.
Well, the tough thing with this defense, when you play this defense where it's kind of a scramble defense, if you will, where you're trying to just get a quick trap and get somebody in the trap, is if you get a team like Moline that's very good at moving the ball. There's not very many selfish players on this team. They pass the ball very well. All it takes is that one extra quick pass. You've beat the trap, so now you have somebody that's open. They dribble in. They draw the defense that way. You're going to have a lot of open options because you've essentially taken four defenders off of play, and then we've seen that a number of times, and we've seen easy layups out of it and three-pointers.
Streaks with the ball. Jamie Johnson gives to Sadie Hamilton. Now Bailey Boyer on the right wing. Now Mickey Rodriguez, a long three from out high, got partially blocked, and that should be the Megan Young tried to save it in. Otherwise, that would have been Streak's ball because that ball had actually gotten tipped when Mickey put up that three. And one thing I know, Bailey Boyer just had a nice drive down the right side, but she's got to recognize she's not going to be able to get that shot off against Decker in there at 6 foot, and she's going to need to look to kick it back out for the open three.
Right, and on that same note, somebody's got to make sure that they roll over because obviously Decker's coming off somebody, so they've got to open up.
Harris misses easy two, went over the back of Megan Young on the rebound. No call. I mean, that was absolutely all over her back. Now the ball goes out of bounds, and Moline's going to have it. Wow, because Megan Young actually had Harris blocked out that time, and pretty obvious no call on that one. Back into the Streaks lineup, Katerina Mangieri, Jessica Howard, Sarah Baker, Ty Peachy, and Shelby Pacheco. 6:14 to play in the half, and it comes to Kozlarik. Top of the key gives to Romeo, now right wing. This is Smith, now on the blocks left side. Decker, or rather on the right side, in with a little baby left-handed hook. And Decker gets her first basket. She's got 4 points. Make it 28-20, Moline. Ty Peachy runs it down right side, kicks out to Sarah Baker for a three, can't hit. And the ball falls out of bounds, and Moline will bring it the length of the court with 5:55 to play.
Well, you know, we've talked about the fact that you want to get a lot of three-pointers in the air, but I would guess even Coach Massey would say that that was a bad three-pointer because the girls are starting to shoot them outside the sink of the offense and taking contested threes and not getting themselves squared up, and you're not giving those threes a chance.
Streaks, or rather Maroons, break the Streaks pressure. Smith has it, gives to Kozlarik on the right baseline. She's going to fire a three and got it. Wow. First second of the game, and make it 31-20. 11-point lead now for the Maroons. Top of the key, Sarah Baker drives down right side. Nice look to Shelby Pacheco on the left side, up off the glass and got it. Once again, Sarah did a nice job drawing the defender and dishing off. Make it 31-22.
That broke a 9-0 run.
And now Moline turns it over on the full court pressure. That was just a bad pass that time. Streaks will have it with 5:26 to play. Back in, Jamie Johnson, Maddie Boyer, Jennifer Markley, Megan Young, and Mickey Rodriguez. Maddie Boyer will trigger the offense for the Streaks. Gives out high left side to Jamie Johnson. Hands off to Megan Young. Now she's got it out between the circles. Picks up and tried to get to Mickey Rodriguez on the left wing. And it's knocked away by Smith. Maddie Boyer will trigger. 5:17 to play here in the first half. Streaks trailing 31-22. Decker will check back in and replace Harris. And now the Streaks will inbound. And it comes to Jamie Johnson. Hands right back off to Maddie Boyer. Dribbles right. Gets to Mickey Rodriguez on the right wing. Mickey penetrates. Now kicks out to Jamie Johnson. Top of the key. Fires a three off the back iron. No. Rebound comes down to Kozlarik for Moline. Lost the handle on it. Now she's trapped in the corner. Throws it off the leg of Jennifer Markley. It's about the only thing she could do except for the fact Steve Ford was calling a timeout. And he does get it. 30-second timeout, 5:01 to play here in the first half. Streaks trailing 31-22. Well, this is the point of the ball game. You don't want to let it get away from you. We just got had gotten it back on a turnover, not able to take advantage, and don't want to let the lead keep going, obviously.
Well, and this is what Moline does to you. They played a pretty even game, obviously, in that first quarter, 18-18 coming out of that first quarter. Now it's a 13-4 run. The Streaks, what we've seen is better ball movement by Moline. They're getting shots in the paint. They're getting on the offensive rebounds. The one thing you've got to say, although there's been a couple times where Moline's come over the back, is the fact that they have four players in there. So if the Streaks could get some of these rebounds and kick them out, they're going to have some open breaks.
Full court pressure once again. Smith with it. Gets to Giever. She'll get it across midcourt. Now to Kozlarik on the right wing. Gets it in the paint to Decker. Decker kicks back out to Smith between the circles. Now it's Giever with it out high right side. Gives to Smith on the left wing. Smith drives left baseline. Leans in. Nobody cut her off. Got it up off the glass and in. Smith with four all here in the second quarter. Make it 33-22. Maddie Boyer with a three out high right side. Can't hit. Rebound comes down to Kozlarik. For Moline. She'll bring it across herself. Now he actually gives to Giever. Nice dish to the left side. Gives to Gradel. She gets it up off the glass and in. That's her first basket. Make it 35-22 Maroons. Mickey Rodriguez gives to Jamie Johnson. Top of the key left wing. Megan Young fires a three. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes out long, and it's run down by Giever for Moline. So Moline has been running down most of the long rebounds thus far tonight.
Well, that's what Steve Ford said they worked on all week in practice.
High post right side. This is Gradel. Kicks back out to Giever. Now left wing. Gives to Kozlarik. She'll stop top of the key. Gives to Smith on the right wing. Under 4 minutes to play in the half. Smith, nice look inside to Gradel. Ball knocked away by Jamie Johnson, but Jamie's going to be called for the foul. That'll be her second, and that is the 15 foul now on the Streaks here in the first half. 3:53 to play. Streaks trail 35-22.
The Streaks have to be a little quicker in their defensive transitions. Right there, Megan Young and Maddie Boyer had a trap out on the outside. Gridell was on the near side block, and Jamie Johnson was playing behind her. Right there, you've got a front. You can't give that passer any options when she's caught in that trap, and she allowed her to get the ball inside and then ultimately got to the free throw line because of it.
Missed the first shot. Second one is up, and this one no good. Rebound tipped up and brought down by Decker. Puts it up off the glass, and good. So Decker using the height that time. She's got six all here in the second quarter. Make it 37-22 Maroons. Back in for the Streaks. Bailey Boyer, Katarina Mangieri, Sarah Baker, Shelby Pacheco, Jessica Howard just with it. Drives to the free throw line. Kicks out to Bailey Boyer on the right wing. Now it's Sarah Baker, top of the key. Puts it on the floor, now picks up, and her pass is stolen away by Giever. She'll run it all the way down right side, lay it up off the glass, and got it.
Just a bad play right there by Sarah Baker. She took one dribble, went nowhere with the dribble, just threw the ball down, came back up, and she had nowhere to go with the ball, and then she carelessly threw it into a turnover.
Evan Massey calls a 30-second timeout. 3:26 to play first half. Galesburg trailing Moline 39-22. And you kind of expected some of this from this Moline team, the fact that we knew their big girls were able to run the floor, and they've done that pretty well. And when they've gotten in their sets, they've done a really nice job. They've, like I said, they've penetrated a couple times and drew the defender and kicked off, but they've just done a nice job taking advantage of what the Streaks have given them.
Well, what needs to happen more often is on missed shots on our end, on the Streaks' end. After a missed shot, the Streaks have to sprint back to the other end of the floor, because what they're doing is they're kind of standing around for a second to see where the rebound goes, and the Moline has the rebound already past half court down for a layup.
Jamie Johnson out between the circles, gets to Sadie Hamilton in there with Ty Peachy, Mickey Rodriguez, and Maddie Boyer. Mickey with it between the circles, picks up, looks for help as Moline really pressuring. Now the ball stolen away by Kozlarik. Gets to Gridell running down the right side, up off the glass, and got it. Make it 41-22, just like that. A 19-point lead from Moline. Nice look from Ty Peachy to Sadie Hamilton. Sadie couldn't hang on because Lark comes up with it for the Maroons. Still in the backcourt on the dribble. Finally gets it across to Harris out high on the left side. Back to Kozlarik. Drives into the paint, pulls up with a 10-footer. Can't hit. Harris down with a rebound. Ball knocked away by Mickey Rodriguez, and Ty Peachy comes up with a tie. Back to Mickey on the right wing. She'll stop and fire the three. Off the rim, no. Rebound Decker went over the back of Ty Peachy, and they're going to give the ball to Moline.
Not exactly sure how in any world that was ball back to Moline, because
yeah.
It looked like it went off Decker's hands, even if you don't call the over the back. But nonetheless, we're going to go the other way with this one.
Back in for Galesburg, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Bailey Boyer, Sarah Baker, Shelby Pacheco. Romeo with it across midcourt from Moline. Gets to Decker out high on the right side. Now to Harris, or rather that's Gridell, running down the right side of the lane. Laid it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Shelby Pacheco. She'll give way to Bailey Boyer. 2:25 to play in the half. Now Megan Young, left wing. She'll drive baseline. Stops and pops. Can't hit. Blocked from behind by Markeisha Harris, but she blocked it out of bounds. Streaks will have it on their own left baseline with 2:20 to play, trailing 41-22.
Although that was a blocked shot, that's not a bad move by Megan Young right there. She got to the basket, and she had Harris behind her.
Bailey Boyer with it. Gives to Sarah Baker between the circles. Sarah on the dribble. Drives past Harris and throws it up off the glass. Can't hit, but what's the call going to be? Going to go against Markeisha Harris for the block. And it's going to be a 1-on-1, but that's the second foul on Harris. That was actually a very smart play by Sarah Baker. I thought she should have gotten the continuation, because as they were blowing the whistle, she went ahead and threw the shot up there.
But, yeah. unfortunately, there's loose interpretations of how far that goes after.
Unless you're in the NBA.
Yeah, well.
Then you can get fouled at half court and then drive all the way down, put it up. They'll still.
I was talking about real basketball.
Oh, okay. Free throw is up and no good. They say the rebound went off Shelby Pacheco last. 2:12 to play. Streaks now more of a three-quarter court press. And it comes to Kylie Romeo. Pass knocked away by Megan Young, but Kozlarik able to come up with it. Stopped on the left side. 10-footer up, no good. Rebound Sarah Baker for the Streaks. Sarah across midcourt, left side. Now pulls out and gives to Bailey Boyer. Bailey drives in right side. Nice look to Shelby Pacheco on the left side. Leans in. Shot blocked by Gridell. And ball goes to the floor and a tie-up. And the possession arrow points for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Nice hustle by Shelby going after that after getting the shot blocked from behind.
Yeah, good hustle. And the girls, although down 19 here, are still playing very hard. And you know, a couple breaks, you never know what will happen.
Ball kicked away on the inbound by Smith. Maddie Boyer, Jamie Johnson, Sadie Hamilton, Mickey Rodriguez, Ty Peachy in for the Streaks. 1:53 to play in the half. Galesburg trailing 41-22. And it comes to Mickey Rodriguez on the right wing. Out high it goes to Ty Peachy. Back to Mickey, right baseline. Mickey drives baseline, kicks out to Jamie Johnson, top of the key, fires a three, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped up by Sadie Hamilton. Mickey comes down with it, puts it up, shot blocked by Decker, and Decker comes down with a rebound. Now, should have been a foul a bit poured on Maddie Boyer, but the ball's going to go to the Streaks. Maddie ran into Amanda Smith. Smith lost the ball out of bounds, and the Streaks will get it back. That was a nice job there, Mickey Rodriguez penetrating and then kicking back out, and that's something the Streaks are going to need to do.
Yeah, they need to collapse this defense. They're playing man-to-man, but they're switching whenever somebody comes in. They're letting Alyssa Decker kind of stay on the inside.
Now Jamie Johnson called for the travel on the left baseline. And I'm actually kind of surprised they called that because I think there's been at least two or three instances earlier in the game where they didn't call that on either Streaks or Moline players. 1:23 to play in the half. Streaks trail 41-22. Moline breaks the full court pressure. This is Kylie Romeo on the dribble. Stops on the wing. Nearly has it knocked away. Now gets between the circles to Smith. Smith drives to the left of the free throw line. Now kicks out to Kozlarik. She'll fire the three. Can't hit. Rebound. Decker on the weak side. Puts it up off the glass and in.
I think there was a shuffle of the feet right there by Kozlarik on the shot.
Yeah. Right wing. Mickey Rodriguez for the Streaks. Kicks out to Jamie Johnson. Top of the key. Jamie puts it on the floor. Now spins into the paint, kicks out to Maddie Boyer between the circles. Maddie dribbles right into the paint. She'll scoop up a shot. Got it up off the glass and in. Thought she started the shot too far out, but she's able to get the runner up and in. That's her first basket. Make it 43-24. 43 seconds to play. Two-on-one break. This is Kozlarik. Now kicks back out, and Moline will set their offense. Looks like they're going to try to work for one shot. Kozlarik out high right side. Gives to Decker on the right baseline. Decker brings back out to the wing. Now swings it to Grudel. Now left baseline. It goes to Smith. Smith's out to the wing. Swings it to Decker on the right wing. Gives to Larch out high. Now 20 seconds to play. Left baseline. This is Romeo outside the three-point arc. Knocked away and stolen by Ty Peachy. 15 seconds to play. Ty gives to Mickey. She'll fire the three from the right wing. It's short. And the rebound comes down to Kozlarik for Moline. 7 seconds to play. Grudel dribbles down the left side. Kicks to Smith on the left baseline. Travel with it. No call. Shot up. No good. Rebound goes off of Decker. Streaks have it with 0.9 seconds to play in the half. Trailing 43-24. Sarah Baker, Katerina Mangieri, Bailey Boyer, Shelby Pacheco, and Jessica Howard checking in. Streaks are going to have to just fire one right away. And in it comes to Bailey Boyer. Three-quarter court shot is short. And we have played one half of basketball. It is the Moline Maroons 43, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 24. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met, Trophy, but I love you.
You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners.
Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, breathe love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I heart breathe loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing,
Breed Loves will show you the love.
Call 800-314-8337.
I heart Breed Loves.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
Did you know for $12 a month you could have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean. 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Live coverage of GHS girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the Alcorn Carlin Halftime Report, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense.
Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. We're at halftime and the Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Moline Maroons 43-24. It was all Moline in that second quarter. The teams played an even 18 after the end of the first quarter. Streaks only scored 6 points in the second quarter. Moline scored 25 in that quarter. Glad to have you along on the halftime show, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Well, a tough second quarter for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. The Streaks hit 3 three-pointers in that first quarter, and it was obvious even early on that Moline was very aware of who the three-point shooters were and where they were at on the floor, but it became even more obvious in that second quarter as the Streaks, I think they got a couple of them off, and only one of them probably was actually an open look, and that's really been the difference. Streaks have not been able to get into their rhythm offensively to get those easy open looks like they have in some other games, but credit Moline's defense, their athleticism, able to get out and guard on the perimeter, and that, you know, and then what makes it tough is it's some of their taller girls. Markeisha Harris at 5'11", able to get out there and get a hand up, and it was just tough going for the Streaks in that second quarter as they were outscored 25 to 6. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Of course, as we mentioned, the Galesburg High boys will take the night off tomorrow night. They'll be in action on Saturday, their first action of 2010. They will travel to Macomb to take on the Bombers, a team they haven't seen for, well, quite a few years after Macomb dropped to Class A when it was still two classes, and now a 2A team. But the Streaks will play down there coming up on Saturday night. Mike Perry and Jim Lee will have that action for you. Galesburg High girls will be back in action on Saturday as well. One of their two trips to the Chicago area this season. They'll head to the south side of Chicago, Burbank, to take on Queen of Peace. I had a prior commitment that day. Eric will be there along with Mr. Jim Wyman. He'll be along helping us out doing that game coming up on Saturday. Then the Streaks will be back in Western Big Six action next Thursday. A week from tonight, they'll play host to Quincy before traveling to Normal West a week from Saturday. Then it's back into the King Winter Tournament. Actually, the Streaks won't be playing on that Monday, but there will be a couple games in that King Winter Classic. And the Streaks will have Rock Island at home coming up on the 21st. Also, of course, tonight, the BCS National Championship game going on. Actually, not underway quite as of yet, I don't believe, as they're playing out at the Rose Bowl. The Texas Longhorns and the Alabama Crimson Tide will be playing tonight. We'll take a timeout here at halftime, come back and run down our halftime stats for you. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
I'm Bill Butts. In the event that something happens to a parent, a person can provide by will that a guardian be appointed for a minor child. There is also a procedure where a standby guardian can be appointed by court order. This can bring peace of mind to know that a guardian can take over the care and support of a child immediately if the parent or current guardian dies or is incapacitated.
What happens if your family suffers from a loved one's unexpected death? Who will take care of your children? Find the guidance at Bill Butts Law Office, 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends. Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at billgaitherphotography.com, and by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors. The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. A winter storm warning continues until 6 tomorrow morning. Bitterly cold tonight with blowing snow. Another inch of snow possible overnight low around 8. Wind chill readings 5 below to 15 below zero. Still bitterly cold tomorrow. Cloudy skies, some scattered flurries, and a high of only 11. Wind chill readings 6 below to 16 below zero tomorrow. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 14 at WGIL.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team has a non-conference game Saturday night at Macomb. Pre-game coverage begins at 7:06 on WGIL.
43-24, Streaks trail at halftime. Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Scoring-wise, Galesburg balanced, just not a lot of points. Three for Jessica Howard on a three in the first quarter. Sarah Baker with 4 points on a couple of baskets. Four for Shelby Pacheco on a couple of baskets. Two for Maddie Boyer. Two for Ty Peachy. Three for Sadie Hamilton on a basket and a free throw. Three for Jamie Johnson on a three-pointer. Three for Bailey Boyer also on a three-pointer. Streaks 1 for 2 from the line. Moline more balanced in that second quarter than the first. They only had, four players scored in the first quarter, but it's Emily Kozlarik leading the way with 10 points, including a couple of threes. 8 points apiece for Markeisha Harris, Miranda Giever, Alyssa Decker, all of those coming in the second quarter. 5 points for Sarah Gradell as Moline 3 for 6 from the free throw line.
Well, some disparaging numbers overall for the Streaks so far. 22-8, they're getting out rebounded. 9-2 as far as offensive rebounds go. The Streaks have committed 14 turnovers so far in this one to 10 for Moline, which I'm sure that's more than Coach Steve Ford would like to see his team commit, but they were able to kind of tighten things up there in that second quarter. Is I believe it was 6 turnovers after one quarter, so only four in that second quarter. Things looking a little bit better for them. Streaks shooting 64% from two-point range, 19% from outside the arc, because they're only 3 for 16, 37% overall from the floor, and the Maroons shooting 51% from the floor, and usually if you can shoot over 50% from the floor, you're going to have a pretty good day. We gave you some of those numbers before the game. Streaks shoot 13 13 threes, and they're 8-0 on the season. If they shoot 30%, they go 6-0. So to hit both those numbers, they're going to have to get pretty hot here in the second half. And as far as turnovers, they're 7-3 when they commit 20 or less. They're at 14 right now. So if they hit those numbers, they might be able to get another win, but it's going to take some doing.
Ready to start the second half. Moline with the basketball. Streaks come out with Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, Maddie Boyer, Ty Peachy, and Sarah Baker, by the way. In case you're wondering, if you're not home watching the game and you're wondering, Texas up actually 6-0 on a couple of field goals, but their quarterback Colt McCoy is actually injured at this point. Moline does a nice job working the half-court set. In it goes to Alyssa Decker on the right side. Laid it up and in. Make it 45-24 Maroons. Maddie Boyer with it out high between the circles. Now dribbles right. Stops at the right elbow and gives to Ty Peachy. She'll penetrate to the free throw line. Kicks out to Jessica Howard. Now gives to Ty Peachy on the left wing. Ty picks up. Gives to Sarah Baker left of the center circle. Sarah gives to Jessica Howard on the left baseline. She'll penetrate. Puts up a runner. Partially blocked by Decker. Shelby Pacheco with a rebound. Gets it up off the glass and got it. Nice job by Shelby. A key offensive rebound. And that's that was really the telling statistic there, Eric, was the disparity in rebounding.
Yeah, we talked about the fact that the Streaks were going to need to dominate rebounds. They're being dominated so far.
Giever makes a nice move, draws a defender, kicks off to Decker. She lays it up and in. She's got 14 points, and they get 47-26 Maroons. Sarah Baker, top of the key, right wing to Jessica Howard. Fires a long three, off the back iron, no good. And the rebound comes out long to Harris, knocked away. Jessica Howard gets it back, drives right baseline, cut off by Harris, kicks out to Sarah Baker. Now Ty Peachy has it out high right side, fires a three, banks it in and out, no good. And now a long down court pass to Giever, runs across court to Kozlarik. She'll lay it up and in. Kozlarik may have traveled with it, but that was a nice look from Giever. And Kozlarik now with 12 points. They get 49-26 Moline, and Evan Massey calls the timeout. And this is going to be a full timeout. We will take a timeout as well. 6:32 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks trail 49-26. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, by the Hearing Clinic and Dr. Peter Hausline, ENT, in Galesburg, and by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh!
You did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by? With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
Out of collision.
Pick up the new red WGIL button today at a participating sponsor. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
6:32 to play third quarter. Streets trail 49-26. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along tonight. Brian Prescott, our studio engineer. Streets bring out Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Megan Young, Jamie Johnson, and Mickey Rodriguez. Galesburg with the basketball, inbound near midcourt in front of their own bench, and it comes to Jamie Johnson, hands off to Bailey Boyer, runs it into the paint, kicks out to Mickey Rodriguez on the right wing. She'll penetrate, but she carried the ball. Yeah, lost the handle on it when she took off, and the Streaks turn it over with 6:27 to play.
Yeah, and she knew it too. The ball just kind of rolled up on her hand.
Full court pressure, and it comes to Decker, gives way to Giever, runs it across, and now she'll pull out and set up the offense, gives it to Kozlarik on the left baseline, kicks out to Giever, penetrates, try to get it inside to Decker, knocked away by Sadie Hamilton.
Yeah, I think Kozlarik traveled down here in the corner, too. She thought she had a passing lane and picked her foot up and put it back down before she got the ball off.
It'll be Smith inbound from the right baseline for Moline, looking for help.
And I was going to say, isn't this the same guy that was down there before with the quick five? That was like 10 compared to what we got before.
So Moline turns it over on the five-second call. And I'm still not even sure that was quite a five, because she turned to start to call timeout, then changed her mind, and then he blew the whistle. Jamie Johnson with it out between the circles, dribbles right, and right wing gets it to Mickey Rodriguez, knocked away. Streaks will have it back.
That was a bad call. That was definitely right off Mickey's fingers, but the Streaks will keep the ball, and they'll be fine with that.
Ty Peachy checks in. She'll inbound. She's in along with Shelby Pacheco, Jessica Howard, Sarah Baker, and Katarina Mangieri. 6:08 to play. Now a hold called against Markeisha Harris on as she was keeping Sarah Baker from getting to the ball, and that'll be foul number three on Markeisha Harris. First team foul, second half on the Maroons.
That's the guy that keeps calling the five-second calls. I thought he was calling another one.
I did, too. Sarah Baker with it on the dribble. Cut off on the baseline. Kicks out to Ty Peachy. She'll fire the three out high right side. Bounces off the front iron and falls through. Ty Peachy with her first three of the game. She's got five. Make it 49-29. 5:55 to play third quarter. Now long down court pass is going to go out of bounds. And the Streaks will have it down on their other end as Amanda Smith just let one fly. Trying to play quarterback there, but there's nobody down there.
I think Coach Ford's telling her that that was the bad call right there.
Yeah, not a good move. Streaks have it under their own basket. Katarina Mangieri inbound on the left baseline. Ooh, head tie, Peachy open. Yeah, got it to on the right block. Up off the glass, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Harris for Moline. Gives way to Kozlarik. She gets to Smith across midcourt right side. Trapped up. Now gets to Giever, and she traveled with it. Yeah. Outside the three-point arc on the right wing, she wanted to drive, and she really shuffled the feet before she put it on the floor.
Yeah, and Coach Ford is telling her about it, too. You've got to make the move with the dribble and not move those feet first.
Back in for Galesburg, Jamie Johnson, Maddie Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Sadie Hamilton, and Megan Young. Maddie Boyer will trickle the offense. Top of the key gets to Jamie Johnson. Jamie dribbles right, runs down the right side, gets it up off the glass, short. Rebound comes down to Harris. Long down court pass, because Lark all by herself lays it up off the glass and got it. Nice outlet after the rebound that time by Harris. She immediately turned and looked for Kozlarik breaking long. Now a steal by Giever. Gives to Harris. Running down. Two on one. Harris left side. Lays it up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Kozlarik. Shot blocked by Jamie Johnson. Decker has a rebound. Now Harris saves it inbounds and is going to go off of the streaks last. Nice hustle by Harris on that play. Good block by, I think it was Jamie Johnson in there that got the block. But Moline will have it back into the Galesburg lineup. Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Katarina Mangieri, Sarah Baker, and Shelby Pacheco. 5:07 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks trail 51-29. This is Kozlarik with it. Gives to Decker in the paint. 10-footer up and good. Nice touch from Melissa Decker. She's got 14 on the game. Make it 53-29. Ty Peachy drives down the right side, and then she's gets bumped. I believe it's going to go against Giever. That'll be her third foul if that's the case. Now, this could become a factor. You got Harris and Giever both with three fouls. Now we need to get Kozlarik and
I think we need to score about 15 more points without them scoring before it becomes a factor.
Okay, that's true.
With 24-point deficit, we're going to need a little bit more.
And Giever and Harris both go to the bench. 4:55 to play. Inbound pass knocked away. Streaks will now trigger from the left baseline. Katarina Mangieri will inbound. 4:55 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 53-29. In comes to Sarah Baker on the left baseline. Drives in. Scoops the shot up. Blocked, but a foul's going to be called. I don't know if it's going to go against Decker or
I'm guessing it's going at Gradell.
Yeah, it does go against Sarah Gradell. She actually bumped her from behind, it looked like. That'll be her second foul. And the 13th foul on Moline here in the second half. Sarah Baker goes to the free throw line with two shots. She missed the front end of a 1-on-1 in the first half. First shot is up and good. Sarah with five on the night. Make it 53-30. Sarah Baker, 5'9", senior for the Streaks. Eyes the second. It's up and bounces off. No good. Rebound to Gradell. Ball knocked away and stolen by Katarina Mangieri. And Kat should have taken the shot. She passed to Shelby. Got knocked away. Shelby ran it out right wing. Now Jessica Howard with a right wing. Drives in. Splits the defenders. Got bumped. No call. Rebound comes down to Decker. Gives way to Romeo. Romeo on the dribble. And now what? Now a reach is going to be called on Jessica Howard. Wow.
Well, it was an interesting no call at the other end because just kind of reared back and decided she was going to the rim regardless, and she hit both girls and nothing was called. The ball just kind of trickled down, and that was the end of it.
Inbound pass comes to Decker. Nice spin move into the paint. Baby Hook with the right hand is up and good. She's got 16. Nice look. Ty Peachy to Shelby Pacheco running the floor on the other end. Up off the glass. Got it and one. Foul from behind. I believe it's going to go against Kylie Romeo. And if so, that'll be her first. Yeah, it does go against Romeo. Nice job once again. Nice look from Ty Peachy to Shelby Pacheco. Shelby with a chance at the traditional three-point play.
Well, good move down at this end by Alyssa Decker on the nice little baby hook in the lane. However, she did use her offhand to pull down the defender's hand to get that shot up and over, and that was something that went unseen by the officials.
Shelby Pacheco converts the three-point play. She's got nine, and she's replaced by Jennifer Markley, who's in there with Mickey Rodriguez, Maddie Boyer, Bailey Boyer, and Jamie Johnson. Smith to inbound, full court pressure, 4:26 to play, third quarter. Streaks trail 55-33. Cross it comes to Decker, hands off to Kozlarik. She'll drive left baseline. Pass knocked away by Jamie Johnson, and Maddie Boyer comes up with it. Gives to Mickey Rodriguez. Now Bailey Boyer has it across midcourt right side. Bailey on the dribble with it. Picks up and looks for help. And Moline fans wanted to travel, and I don't blame them. Now Maddie Boyer, three-pointer, left wing, in and out, no good. Jamie Johnson down with a rebound, leans in and gets hammered by Amanda Smith. Can't get the shot to fall, but Smith's going to pick up the foul. That'll be her second. And the 15 foul now on Moline in the second half, and Jamie Johnson to go to the free throw line with two shots. Yeah, that was a relatively obvious travel.
Yeah, it was a pretty blatant no call.
So Jamie Johnson's at the free throw line. First shot is up, in and out, no good. Boy, you got to take advantage when the clock is stopped. When you're down this much, got to get every point you can. 4:01 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 55-33. Jamie with 3 points in the game on a three-pointer in the first quarter. Second shot is away, and in and out, no good. Boy, it went down and in and popped back out.
She's had a couple of those today.
Now a two-on-one break, but they're going to pull it out. Decker gives to Romeo out high. Now swing a left wing to Kozlarik. Now out high left side. Smith back to Kozlarik. Left baseline. She'll stop and fire the three and got it. That's her third of the game. She's got 16 and make it 58-33. Top of the key, Jamie Johnson drives into the paint. Scoops up a shot right side. Comes up short. Rebound to Gradell. Gives way to Romeo. Romeo in the backcourt on the dribble, gets it across to Kozlarik. Kozlarik in the paint to Decker, drives down left side, puts it up off the glass, can't hit, but a foul called on Jamie Johnson. Got the arm as Decker went up, and I believe that's going to be the third on Jamie.
Well, the streaks need to get on the boards because they're pretty much one and done at the offensive end, and as Coach Massey's talked about all season, their offensive philosophy relies on them getting some more offensive rebounds.
Decker's first free throw is up and good. She's got 17 in the game, 3:26 to play third. Streaks trail 59-33. Back into the Galesburg lineup, Shelby Pacheco, Sarah Baker, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, and Megan Young. Alyssa Decker at the foul line. Second shot in and out, no good. Rebound, Sarah Baker. She'll bring it across herself. Now gets to Ty Peachy between the circles. Ty dribbles right, kicks out to Jessica Howard. Right baseline, three is away. Banked it in. That's a tough angle to bank in, and she's got six. Make it 59-36. Streaks trail, 3:09 to play third quarter. Across midcourt, Decker has it. Out high on the left side, swings it to Smith. Now right baseline, this is Kozlarik. Three-pointer partially blocked by Sarah Baker, and Shelby Pacheco with a rebound. Gives to Ty Peachy. Downcourt pass knocked away. Ty gets it back. Tried to get to Megan Young. Ball got loose, and now Smith knocks it away, and she comes up with it, brings it across from Olin. Stops on the right wing. Kicks out near the center circle to Romeo. Now Decker gives to Kozlarik. She'll drive left baseline. Kicks it out to Smith. Actually, I think it got tipped away. Now Shelby Pacheco knocks it away. Ball goes into the backcourt, and coming up with it now is Decker. Gets it on the right baseline. Kozlarik, she'll fire the three and got it.
Wow. Gosh, she's a shooter.
Yes, she is. That's her fourth of the game, and make it 62-36. Sarah Baker now runs down the right side. Tried to pass it across to Shelby Pacheco. Pass got knocked away and stolen, and Smith has it for Moline. Nice thought by Sarah. Probably should have taken the shot that time, though. Left wing, it goes to Romeo. Now on the blocks, this is Grudel. Turns, jumper is up and no good. Decker down with a rebound, traveled, and they were going to get the call. Thank you. I really thought he was going to call a foul on that.
Alyssa Decker having herself a game. She's 7-for-7 from the field, 3-for-4 from the free throw line, and has 7 rebounds.
Pretty darn good night. Back in for the streaks, Jamie Johnson. She's got it now. Stopped on the right block. Shot partially blocked. Gets her own rebound. Kicks out to Maddie Boyer. She'll fire the three out high left side. It's short. Rebound comes out long. Nice job by Moline. They're actually even blocking out the guards as well, as they should. Decker has it across midcourt. Gets to Kozlarik. Now this is Romeo. Wide open under the basket. Grudel lays it up. Got it. And she is fouled by Jamie Johnson. That's Jamie's fourth.
That's just a bad foul right there by Jamie, too, because there was nothing she was going to be able to do because Grudel got it wide open, and she was just squaring herself up, went up, and then Jamie came and knocked her from behind. So
Grudel gets the two and a chance at the three-point play. Also in for the streak, Sadie Hamilton, Mickey Rodriguez in there with the Boyers and Jamie Johnson. 1:43 to play in the third quarter. Streaks trail 64-36. Grudel with 7 points on the night. Free throw no good. Rebound Jamie Johnson. Gives way to Bailey Boyer. Bailey runs it across midcourt left side. On the dribble between the circles. Now goes down the left side of the lane. Tried to get underneath to Sadie Hamilton. Ball goes to the floor. Sadie comes up with it. Now a jump ball is called. And the possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
That was actually the best possible scenario of what could have happened right there, because it looked like a turnover, but good hustle by Sadie Hamilton to keep that ball alive for the Streaks.
Katerina Mangieri, Sarah Baker, Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, Shelby Pacheco back in for the Streaks. 1:32 to play in the third. Inbound comes to Sarah Baker out high right side. It's Ty Peachy. Ty on the dribble gets to Sarah Baker at the top of the key. Sarah stopped to the right elbow, now gives to Ty Peachy between the circles. Ty dribbles into the free throw line, now hands off to Sarah Baker. She'll drive right side, gets bumped by Giever, and that's going to be the fourth foul on Miranda Giever. She was just kind of wrong place, wrong time there. Sarah actually almost a little bit out of control, and Giever ran into her.
Giever's my kind of player, because every time she gets called for a foul, she doesn't think she was anywhere near the play. She gives that look to the officials like...
Even while she was coming off the floor to her coaches, she was doing that. Inbound to Jessica Howard, drives right baseline, leans in, no good, but she's fouled by, I believe it's going to be Grudel.
Yeah. Grudel almost decapitated Jess. As Jess was going out, Grudel caught her with her arm across the throat, it looked like, and Jess hit the floor kind of hard, but bounced right back up, and now she's at the free throw line.
Sarah Grudel with her third foul. That is now the 17th foul on the Maroons, and Jessica Howard at the free throw line with two. First one is up, bounces off, no good. Wow. Streets just not having a good night from the line again tonight. 1:14 to play in the third. Streets trail 64-36. Jessica Isaacson, it's up, and this one is perfect. She's got seven on the night, make it 64-37. Streaks pick up with full court pressure. Wide open down the floor is Kozlarik, but they didn't see her down there. Well, Smith didn't want to make that pass.
Yeah, she already did it once and got in trouble from coach. I don't think she wants to try it again.
Now they get it across. This is Romeo, gives to Gridel on the right wing. And now pass stolen away by Katerina Mangieri. Gives way to Ty Peachy on the right wing. This is Jessica Howard. Now Sarah Baker out high right side, fires a three, in and out, and bounces off, no good. It went in and out, bounced high, and then bounced off. Kozlarik has it for Moline across midcourt left side, and got it knocked away in the paint, got it back, and now it's knocked away again. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think it looked like they got a little too much arm as Kozlarik was trying to get rid of that ball. It was a tandem of Mangieri Shelby, and I think Shelby got ball, but I think when Kat tried to reach around to help out, she grabbed the wrist.
Yeah, so that'll be the first foul on Katerina Mangieri. But the only thing I thought was that Kozlarik had actually kind of lost control of it. Inbound goes to Harris, and she's back in. She puts it up off the glass and got it. She's got 10. Megan 66-37. Top of the key, Jamie Johnson drives right side. Picks up on the wing, gives to Megan Young at the top of the key. She'll drive down the right side of the lane. Got it up off the glass and in. Nice move by Megan Young. That's her first basket, 66-39. 20 seconds to play in the third. Smith with it in the backcourt. Cross midcourt to Gridel, and she traveled with it. Oh, yeah, thank you.
Somebody make the call. that was one of those calls that was so obvious that I think all the officials were looking at each other to determine who was actually going to make it.
13.2 to play. Bailey Boyer across midcourt left side, now with 9. Dribbles between the circles with 8. Now drives down the right side of the lane. Gets it up off the glass. No. Sadie Hamilton fights for the rebound. Gets tied up with Harris. And the possession arrow points toward Moline with 4 seconds to play in the third quarter.
Well, as you said earlier, Bailey's got to be aware that she's not going to be able to get that shot off over Markeisha Harris. And that should be a travel because it was a dead ball.
Yeah, they tried to do where they passed inbound from one side to the other, actually out of bounds, but that was a dead ball. That was not after a made basket, so that's a Moline turnover. That was actually Coach Ford's fault because he called that play.
Yeah. Well, and they used it earlier, and you've got to understand that if you can't run the baseline, you can't make that pass out of bounds like that.
And it comes to Jamie Johnson. She puts it up, and she gets fouled by Markeisha Harris, and that is her fourth foul. Not a good one, as Jamie was just trying to get a shot off, 2.4 to play, out about 18 feet from the basket.
Well, yeah, and Coach Ford, he's got to look at frustration. I'm guessing this is with Markeisha, because right there she stands straight up. It's going to be tough for Jamie to hit that shot over the top of her.
First free throw is up and good, so Alyssa Decker will come back in and replace Harris. 2.4 seconds to play in the third quarter. Streaks trail 66-40. Yeah, I mean, that's just, you know, Jamie is just trying to get the shot off, and you're right. I mean, what Harris did was, like, reach in across the arm, and if she would have just stood straight up, it would have been tough for Jamie to make that shot. Second free throw, no good. A shot at the buzzer wouldn't have counted anyway. Went in and out from midcourt. We played three. It's Moline 66, Galesburg 40. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's a new baby in the family, and life insurance should be utmost on your mind. Pratty Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, has a great life insurance plan that is designed specifically for children. It's term life insurance to age 25 and is convertible at that time to cash building whole life insurance. You can pay in one reasonable guaranteed single premium. Makes a great gift from proud grandparents, too. Call Pratty Insurance about life insurance for children from Pekin Insurance.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com, and by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist Drs. Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team has a non-conference game Saturday night at McComb. Pre-game coverage begins at 7:06 on WGIL.
Streaks with it to start the fourth quarter, and Sarah Baker put a three up and in from out high on the right side. Now Kozlarik called for a travel, so the Streaks now trail 66-43. They come out with Sarah Baker, Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, Maddie Boyer, and Shelby Pacheco. This is Ty Peachy, dribbles down the right side of the lane, stops, and she traveled with it.
Yeah, it actually looked like the Streaks might have gotten a break there, because it looked like Ty Peachy had gotten Kozlarik in the face when she was going by, and Kozlarik kind of just paused and then put the shot up and in, and I thought it was going to be a three-point play.
Decker with it, gets to Gradel on the left wing. Now she swings it out, and Smith gets it. Now gets to Romeo running down the lane. Kicks out to Kozlarik. A three on the right wing is no good. Rebound comes down to Gradel, left side, up off the glass, and got it. 68-43, Moline. Ty Peachy with it out high right side. Now to Sarah Baker, top of the key. She'll stop and fire the three out high on the right side. Off the rim, no. Rebound brought down by Decker for Moline. Long down court pass goes to Kozlarik, and she lost a handle on it. Finally got it back. Runs it out on the baseline. Now gives to Decker right at the center circle. She'll give to Romeo. Now left baseline. This is Smith. She'll drive in. Nice look to Gradel. 10-footer up. No good. Rebound tipped away by Shelby Pacheco. Maddie Boyer goes to the floor. Now Shelby goes after it. And finally, it's Gradel that comes out with a roll across the floor and made the pass. Now Shelby Pacheco with a steal. And a foul's going to be called on Kozlarik. I mean, they were just both going after the loose ball. And you know, Shelby obviously had possession. I don't know. I'm just kind of surprised they called a foul on that after that whole sequence there.
I agree. You would have thought that if there was going to be a foul call, it would have been a little earlier in that sequence.
Well, that is the ninth team foul now on Moline, second on Kozlarik. So Shelby Pacheco goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 9 points in the game. First shot is up and good. Streets were outscored 23-16 in that third quarter. 6:44 to play in the ball game. 68-44, Moline with the lead. Second shot for Shelby away. That's short. Rebound off the hands of Megan Young, and Decker comes down with it for the Maroons. Gives way to Smith. Smith in the backcourt. Now to Romeo, and now a steal by Jamie Johnson. He's in for the streak, but couldn't reel it in. Went out of bounds, and the Streaks turn it over. And just like that, back in, Jessica Howard, Katarina Mangieri, Sarah Nelson, Shelby Pacheco, and Paige Klink checks in for the first time for the Galesburg Silver Streak, seeing her first varsity action.
Yes.
6:33 to play in the ball game. Streaks trail 68-44. Smith to inbound. What's
Sarah? Sarah giving Paige some directions on how to play the defense.
And it comes to Smith. She'll drive to the right elbow, kicks to the right baseline to Kozlarik. On the blocks is Gradel, spins into the paint. Lost it, got it back, put it up, no good, but a foul's called on, I'm not sure if it was Katarina Mangieri or Sarah Nelson.
Well, somebody got her right across the wrist, kind of shorted that shot.
Sarah Nelson ended up picking up the foul, so Sarah Gradel goes to the free throw line with two shots. Gradel with 9 points on the ball game. 68-44, the Moline lead. Now make it 69-44 with 6:24 to play.
Gradel hasn't shot it very well from the free throw line so far. She's 2-for-6 now in the game.
Second shot is away. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Sarah Nelson for the Streaks. Gives way to Paige Kling. She'll bring it across midcourt left side. Now gives to Katarina Mangieri on the left wing. Cat drives baseline, stops, tried to get it inside to Sarah Nelson. Pass stolen away by Gradel. Now this is Decker across midcourt. Goes right baseline to Kozlarik. Now top of the key, Gradel. Gives out in the center circle to Smith. Now right wing, it's Kozlarik. Now to Decker on the right elbow. Between the circles goes to Smith. She'll drive into the paint, pull up with a 10-footer. Can't hit. Rebound to Paige Klink. Klink on the dribble. Cross court or cross midcourt. It goes to Jessica Howard. She'll stop and fire the three. Right wing. Can't hit. And an over the back. Oh. Sarah Nelson's going to be called for the foul. She had the inside position. I'm not sure what you're going to call there. That call. Oh, no. The foul. Okay. It did go against Boulder.
Yeah.
I was going to say. She. So who did it go on then? Who did they call it on? It must have gone against Romeo, maybe.
No, she already had one.
Well, anyway, Sarah Nelson's at the free throw line. First shot is up and good. I was going to say it looked like he indicated it was against Sarah, and it's like, wait a minute, she's got the inside position there.
And it looks like Coach Ford is now emptying, you know, because still on the floor.
Yeah, he brought Giver and Harris back in, but...
Oh, he did. I thought he brought... Well, I guess he's not conceding this, or he's not bringing the bench in just yet.
Did bring in Tiana McCormick, a 5'9 sophomore, but Giver and Harris back in as well. Second free throw was no good. In for the Streaks, Megan Young, Jessica Lieber for the first time tonight. Also, Jamie Johnson as Harris gets it down on the block, left side up and in. They're going to try to let her get up to her average, apparently. She's got 12 now. Right wing, Jessica Lieber fires a three, in and out, no good. Ty Peachy, weak side rebound. Kicks out to Jamie Johnson out high left side. Jamie dribbles to the top of the key. Now in the paint. Scoops up a shot. Can't hit. Foul's going to be called on Kozlarik, and she hurt something. I don't know if it was an ankle, a finger, a hip. I can't tell. She was
yeah,
a little bit.
But right now, if you're Coach Ford, I don't know if I'd be leaving her in there to potentially get hurt worse.
Yeah, I mean, you're up 71-45 with 5:16 to play. Now he's kind of looking at the end of the bench here. As the first free throw for Jamie Johnson up and no good. Into the streaks lineup, Bailey Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Maddie Boyer, and Sadie Hamilton. As Jennifer Markley waits to come in and replace Jamie Johnson. 5:16 to play. Streaks trail 71-45. Second shot away and off the rim, no. Rebound comes out long to McCormick for Moline. Gives way to Giever. Giever across midcourt, or not yet across midcourt, stopped and reversed her field. Now nearly overthrew Romeo. Ball goes to the floor, and now a travel. Wow.
I don't know how there was a travel there. She was dribbling the basketball.
Possibly a double dribble, but there couldn't have been a travel.
Right, but Coach Ford, the anticipation of that ball going out of bounds almost sent him through the roof, and then his player gets called for a foul or for a travel while she was dribbling.
Now a turn near turnover by the streets. Jennifer Markley gets it back, gives to Bailey Boyer, right wing. Tried to get to Mickey Rodriguez. Mickey runs it down right of the center circle. Now Jennifer Markley between the circles with 4:50 to play. Puts it on the floor, picks up and gives to Bailey Boyer. She'll dribble left, kicks out to Maddie Boyer on the left wing. Drives inside the free throw line. Stops, kicks out to Jennifer Markley, top of the key. She'll fire the three. In and out, no good. Rebound, Mickey Rodriguez. Pulls it out on the right baseline. Looks for help. Now gives to Jennifer Markley, right wing. 4:30 to play in the ball game. Now it's Bailey Boyer with it. Drives down the right side of the lane. Tried to get it over the top of Harris. Couldn't hit. Rebound on the weak side to Sadie Hamilton. She couldn't hit. Harris comes down with it. Long down court pass goes to Kozlarik. Lays it up off the glass and got it.
Obviously her ankle not bothering her too bad.
No. 73-45. Bailey Boyer stops and fires a three from the right wing. Can't hit. McCormick down with a rebound. Gives to Romeo. Now it's Giever under the basket because Lark lays it up off the glass and got it. I'm still not sure why these girls are even in the game.
Nope. Now a 30-point lead. You would think at some point here. And Coach Massey with a timeout.
Yeah, he just wanted the timeout to get the subs in. And he wants to start playing right away. So back in, Jessica Howard, Paige Klink, Sarah Baker, Shelby Pacheco, and Katarina Mangieri. 4 minutes to play in the ball game. Streaks trail 75-45. Now coming out from Olin. Well, Harris is still out on the floor. Giever's still out on the floor.
Because Lark's still on the floor.
Romeo, and McCormick. Well, it looks like there's, at least three other players on the bench, I think, that have not played. Maybe four with less than 4 minutes to play. Paige Plink gives to Katarina Mangieri. Left wing. Swing it over to Jessica Howard. Right wing. She'll fire the three. Off the rim, no. Rebound Shelby Pacheco. I'll take that back up on her. There you go. Nice move by Shelby. Scooped it up and under the arms of Markeisha Harris. Got it up and in. It's like you might as well at least try to draw that fifth foul on her or something. Make it 75-47. 3:37 to play. Pass goes to Romeo in the paint. Stops and fires the 11-footer. Rolls off no good. Rebound comes down off the hands of Giever. And it'll go to the Galesburg Silver Streaks with 3.5 minutes to play. Checking back in, Ty Peachy, Jessica Lieber, Sarah Nelson, Jamie Johnson, and Megan Young.
Coach Ford still not making any movement to bring any other players in with 3.5 to go now in a 28-point lead.
Ty Peachy on the dribble, top of the key, penetrates, gets it up off the glass right side, rolls it in. Nice move by Ty, split the defenders, got it up and in. And make it 75-49, streaks trail. 7 for Ty on the ball game. 3:10 to play. This is Giever. Gives to Romeo in the center circle, right wing. Kozlarik drives right baseline, stops, gives it over to Harris on the left baseline. Up, no good. Rebound was knocked away by McCormick. Harris got it back and put it up and in. Right wing, Jessica Lieber with it. Drives baseline, stops, fires a 10-footer, in and out, no good. Sarah Nelson with a rebound, weak side up off the glass, can't hit. Megan Young with a rebound, can't hit. And Harris down with a rebound for Moline. Gives way to Giever, runs it down right side, gives it to left side, because Lurick on the right side. And she lays it up and in, make it 79-49. Megan Young leans in from the left baseline, can't hit the shot, rebound down to Giever. Giever on the run across midcourt, right of the center circle, goes right baseline, and a travel is going to be called on Giever. Thank you. Now his final, three of the final five subs have come in for Moline. As Giever, Kozlarik, and Harris will go to the bench. Checking in from Moline, Gridel comes back in. Romeo's still in. You've got, actually, one who's not on their varsity roster. And she just got called for a foul, whoever she is. Haley Marlier checks in, a 5'4 sophomore. Let's see. Not sure who it is. Now a timeout called by Steve Ford. And this is, I don't know why, a full timeout, 2:23 to play. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
McDonald's new bacon and cheese Angus Third Pounder. Until this moment, 10 million taste buds seemed redundant. Now, you fear there may not be enough. The thick 100% Angus beef alone will require 7 million. A million for each strip of crispy bacon, another million for the cheese, a half a million for the crinkle-cut pig. Hold the phone. Is that another strip of bacon? Angus Axiom number 72. A bigger bang for your bite. At participating McDonald's.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at John Thiel Gymnasium, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson, 2:23 to play. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Moline Maroons 79-49 on the floor for the Streaks. Jennifer Markley, Maddie Boyer, Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, and Mickey Rodriguez.
Well, Coach Massey put the team back on the floor right after the timeout was called, and Coach Ford is still coaching up the end of his bench anyway.
Moline brings out Gradell, Romeo, McCormick. Also, Marlier and...
Girl we don't know.
Yeah, the girl we don't know. She's wearing number 34. There's no 34 on the roster unless it could be Newman. She's 24, but there's still one girl on the bench that... Actually, two that haven't seen any playing time, so I'm not sure. First free throw for Bailey Boyer, no good. She hits the second. And make it 79-50. 2:20 to play. Pass nearly stolen away by Mickey Rodriguez. Now finally it's Maddie Boyer comes up with it. Gives to Sadie Hamilton. Can't hit the layup. Gets it back. Puts the offensive rebound back up and in. Sadie with five. And make it 79-52. This is Romeo. And now he's going to get Smith back in to handle the ball against the press. This is Marlier across midcourt. Now gets to McCormick on the block. Back to Marlier in the paint. 10-footer up. No good. Rebound tipped around. Brought down by Gradell. And she puts it up and in. She's got 12 on the ball game. They get 81-52. Jennifer Markley thought about the three, top of the key. Now penetrates, stops, 10-footer up and good. Nice move by Jennifer Markley.
Very nice move by Jennifer Markley.
They get 81-54. She had a couple moves like that down at the Holiday Tournament. Also hit a three-pointer for the Streaks. Near steal by Maddie Boyer. Now Romeo gets it. Not yet across the timeline. Now ball stolen away by Maddie Boyer. Maddie stops on the left wing, gets to Bailey Boyer. Three-pointer, left baseline, no good. Rebound comes out on the right baseline to Mickey Rodriguez. Now gives to Jennifer Markley out high right side. Back to Mickey on the right wing. She'll fire the three and got it. First basket of the night for Mickey Rodriguez. And make it 81-57 with 108 to play in the ball game. McCormick across midcourt. Gives way to Marlier. Pass kicked away by Jennifer Markley and the Maroons will have it. And the Streaks will bring out Paige Klink, Jessica Howard, Sarah Baker, Katarina Mangieri, and Shelby Pacheco with 102 to play in the ball game.
Well, the good thing is the unknown player just got taken out of the game. So
so Smith comes in and replaces the unknown Maroon. Smith inbounds to Gradell on the blocks. Right back to Smith on the left baseline. She'll bring it out to the wing. Now swing it over to Marlier. Now right baseline. This is Romeo with it. Under a minute to play. Smith out right of the center circle on the dribble. Triple team now gets it to Gradell out high left side. Now back to Smith near the center circle with 46 seconds to play. A near steal by Paige Klink. It's going to go off her hands, and they're going to give it to the Streaks anyway. No, the official's going to confer. I don't think you can give that one to us. Yeah, Paige was the only one in between the ball and the ball going out of bounds.
Well, they're going to get it.
Okay, well, we'll take it. We'll take it. I mean, Paige nearly had the steal. She knocked it away, but it went out of bounds, and... I thought, pretty obviously gone off of her last, but the Streaks will break the length of the court with 43.7 to play. Now into the Moline lineup. Let's see. We've got Charlay Newman and, another unknown player not on the roster. Sarah Baker, top of the key. Ball knocked away. Now it's Jessica Howard goes to the floor, gets to Sarah, drives left side. Nice look to Shelby Pacheco onto the basket, left side up off the glass and got it. With 28 seconds to play, 81-59. Smith on the dribble in the backcourt still. Long downcourt pass to McCormick, left side. 10-footer up off the glass and got it. Tiana McCormick gets her first basket. Now pass knocked away by Smith. Streets have it on the near sideline with 13.8 to play. Back in, Ty Peachy, Jessica Lieber, Sarah Nelson, Jamie Johnson, and Megan Young. 13.8 seconds to play in the ballgame. Ty Peachy to inbound. In it comes to Jamie Johnson. Top of the key. She'll dribble right. Leans in. Gets it up off the glass and good. Nice move by Jamie Johnson. Make it 83-61. 5 seconds now to play, and the Maroons will just run the clock out here. They don't even have to get it across the timeline. Ann Smith will just hang on, and the final score, Moline 83, Galesburg 61. Streaks fall to 11-8 on the year. 0-5 in the Western Big Six. The Maroons now 18-1 on the year, 4-1 in Western Big Six play. We'll come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down final statistics, also name our day's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final score, Moline 83, Galesburg 61. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Berg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian Generator dealer. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. By Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow seed and CPS, you can be sure that you're getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Kurt Emkin with CPS in Yates City. Call me at 221-7351.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Have you ever wondered what I do when I'm not asleep? The shredded toys, the slobbery fuse. I know, we have an issue. There is a solution. Kong Stuff and Paste. You just squeeze a little liver or some peanut butter paste into a Kong. Go ahead, get me one. There's bunches of sizes and shapes. Or I'd even take a Bob-a-Lot or a Buster Cube. Please.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Roberts and Wilcox and Statham, attorneys at law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee. By the Hearing Clinic and Dr. Peter Hausline, ENT in Galesburg. And by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. A winter storm warning continues until 6 tomorrow morning. Bitterly cold tonight with blowing snow. Another inch of snow possible. Overnight low around 8. Wind chill readings 5 below to 15 below zero. Still bitterly cold tomorrow. Cloudy skies, some scattered flurries, and a high of only 11. Wind chill readings 6 below to 16 below zero tomorrow. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 14 at WGIL.
With final stats, the day's auto body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Alcorn Carlin postgame show. Brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense.
Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium, Tommy Erdith along with Eric Gibson. Final score, the Moline Maroons beat the Galesburg Silver Streaks 83-61. Joined on the post-game show by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Our post-game interview brought to you by Galesburg Electric, your local Guardian generator dealer. Coach, you know, one of those nights, and Eric actually just mentioned this off the air a little bit ago, that not so much that your three-point shooting was off, you just didn't seem to get a lot of open looks.
No, they did an outstanding job, and we didn't get looks, and some of the reason we didn't get looks because of their good defense, and we didn't get looks because we didn't create turnovers, we didn't get looks because we didn't get enough rebounds and stuff. It's hard to get looks out of dead balls and, running out of the net and stuff. And I thought our girls, we adjusted well as far as they understood that was happening in the second half. They did a better job of attacking the basket to draw fouls. That unfortunately, what happened was, we did that and there were, it was just too slow getting to the line with things there and stuff. But I appreciate the fact that the girls didn't quit.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned the rebounds, and I think that was the big stat in the first half, the fact that we had quite a big difference in the offense, or just the rebounds in general in the first half, that they had had way out-rebounded you. And that's, like I say, that's one of the things your team has to do within this offense is get a lot of offensive rebounds, and they just, Moline just, we're getting to more of them tonight.
Definitely. I mean, you look, we've got us with 67 shots, and we've got 34 threes out of there. So it was a game where we weren't able to quite dictate in terms of tempo with things. And I think some of that, I'm surprised here. Quite honestly, I'm surprised we've got ourselves with 16 turnovers and them with 29. That kind of surprises me. I thought we probably had more than that. And I thought that they probably did not quite have as many as that. So, it's something that's a learning experience that you look of. We're not going to beat this team very many times, but, first quarter we played well. I think the third quarter we played well. To win a game, you got to play four quarters well. But that doesn't diminish the fact, I think, of where we are as a team and how we've grown. And I think, you go for there. There's a reason Moline's number three in 4A, and they showed us tonight.
And you mentioned you got some dribble penetration tonight. And one of the things I think that your girls didn't recognize early on was several times they got in there and were trying to get that shot off among the tall timbers as opposed to kicking it back out. But later in the game, they were kicking it out for some open shots.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, you just got those kids, they're so long. Yeah. Long arms and stuff made it hard for them making reads when they went in there that mm-hmm. I thought early we got some outstanding things of the point guard driving in and kicking it down to the post.
Yeah.
Later, we didn't. And later in the second half, I thought there was a certain point where, just said to them, what I think we got to do is we've just got to go to the basket and try and draw fouls with things. And I still think that was a good strategy for us to do, but that was that period of time where it went from being about an 18-point game to a 30-point game, because I think we had there was one stretch where four out of the seven possessions we got to the basket and we didn't score and we didn't get to the line, and then all of a sudden, boom, they've taken off on us.
Yeah, that was the case during that stretch. I think they had something like at least a 9-0 run during that stretch, but it wasn't that you were turning the ball over. The shots weren't falling, and they were getting the majority of the rebounds during that time.
Yeah, for sure.
So. Well, Evan, kind of get, I guess you forget about this one and you learning experience. You go on another non-conference game coming up on Saturday. Your first trip of the year up to Chicago, and it's something that I know it's always an enjoyable trip for the team and to see, you know, meet some different people, see some different things.
Yeah, and hopefully a team that we can compete with a lot more, and so that's what we want to be able to do. A chance to kind of get ourselves back going.
Evan, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show. Postgame brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Streaks fall by the final of 83-61. It was just a tough night. And actually, when he said that they even shot 34 threes, I'm surprised they even got that many off. It didn't seem like they had even put that many up, but. About half of what they try to get, though. So I guess that's why it was so obvious that that they were getting as many as usual, because it was only about half the amount. Final score, once again, 83-61. We'll take a timeout, come back, and run down our final statistics for you and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go, and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back on the postgame show, Silver Streaks fall to the Moline Maroons, 83-61. Was the final score. Time to take a look at our post-game statistics. Brought to you by Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in Galesburg. Scoring-wise, Streaks were led by actually only one player in double figures. That was Shelby Pacheco with 14 points, including 2-for-3 from the free throw line. 8 points from Sarah Baker, including a three-pointer. 7 for Jessica Howard, including a couple of three-pointers. 2 points for Maddie Boyer, 7 for Ty Peachy, including a three-pointer, 3 for Mickey Rodriguez. She hit a three late in the game. 5 points for Sadie Hamilton, a couple of baskets and a free throw. 6 points for Jamie Johnson. She had a three early in the game, was 1-for-6 from the free throw line. 4 points for Bailey Boyer, including a three. 2 points for Megan Young, 2 points for Jennifer Markley, Sarah Nelson, Jessica Lieber, Katerina Mangieri, Paige Klink all played but did not score. Streaks hit only, let's see, what did we end up, 6 three-pointers in the game, just 7 of 19 from the free throw line for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. For Moline, they had four players in double figures. Emily Kozlarik with 26 points, including 4 three-pointers, 17 for Alyssa Decker. All 17 of her points came in the middle 2 quarters, the second and third. 14 for Markeisha Harris, 12 points for Sarah Gradell, 8 points for Miranda Giever, all those in the first half. 4 points for Amanda Smith, and 2 points for Tiana McCormick late in the game. The Maroons 5-for-11 from the free throw line.
Well, I actually had the Streaks with 7 three-pointers, 7-for-31, but shooting 23% again, they want to be up by 30. They'd like to make at least 13, so those numbers were missed. 16 of 34 from inside the arc, so 9 of 23 in the second half. The shooting obviously went down in the second half. They got more shots up, which was good. 8 of 19 from the free throw line, 42% from the free throw line. Never is a good number to have. You want to be shooting around 70%, so 42% a little off that mark as well. Now, rebounding-wise, Streaks got rebounded 47 to 25, just dominated on the boards. That was something we said before the game that they were really going to have to focus on. However, a lot of offensive rebounds there at the end of the game got the numbers closer there, 15-14. And I had actually only had 20 turnovers, 24, though, for Moline, so they did a better job holding the ball, but the problem was almost every possession for the Streaks was a one-and-done possession.
So a tough night for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They fall to the Moline Maroons 83-61. Streaks now 11-8 on the season, 0-5 in the Big Six. Moline moves to 18-1 on the year, 4-1 in Western Big Six Conference play. We'll come back, take our final timeout. We'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Coming up next, you're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Lock your keys in your car, have engine trouble, or run out of gas? You can't predict what might happen while you're out on the road. With Pekin Insurance roadside rescue coverage from Craddy Insurance in Galesburg, you will have peace of mind service 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Call Craddy Insurance today for more details about why you should have this. One call does it all roadside rescue claim service. From Pekin Insurance, you'll put your mind at ease.
You could win up to $500 cash just by wearing the red WGIL button. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium, Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson. Final score, Moline 83, Galesburg 61. Here on the postgame show, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. This young lady... tough circumstances tonight as she's 5'9", playing in the post against a couple of six-footers and a 5'11 girl. They're all athletic. They all had long arms, but Shelby Pacheco did a nice job. In fact, I didn't even realize this. You said she was actually perfect from the field.
Yes, she was. Six for six from the field, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. She brought down 5 rebounds, 2 of which were offensive. You know, and like you said, it was a tough game all around, but she was able to hold her own on the inside against two of the better interior players in the conference. So a good job by Shelby Pacheco.
So Shelby, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, that's going to just about wrap it up here from John Thiel Gymnasium. Streaks back in action on Saturday afternoon. They'll take the trip up to Chicago, take on Queen of Peace up in Burbank. And should be a good day for basketball. Hopefully the weather's not quite like it is today. Going to be kind of cold, I'm sure, up on the south side. But Eric will be there. I had a prior commitment, so Jim Wyman's going to fill in, and he'll be there along with Eric coming up this Saturday. We'll be back together next Thursday night as the Streaks will be back in conference play next Thursday when they'll play host to Quincy High School here at John Thiel Gym. Galesburg High boys will be in action on Saturday night. They'll take the night off tomorrow night. Saturday night they'll be on the road down to Macomb, and Jim Lee and Mike Perry will have that action for you coming up right here Saturday night on WGIL. Well, tough one tonight. Not that we didn't necessarily expect it. You never know going in, but you kind of had a feeling you knew how good this Moline team was.
Well, ultimately, it boiled down to that second quarter. Streaks outscored 25-6, and that pretty much was the game from that point on. I mean, the Streaks only lost one other quarter at that point, and that was the third quarter, and they lost that one only by, I believe, 3 points. So they definitely showed it. Early, they were able to keep it tight early. They kind of got themselves into a snowball effect where they ended up falling out of it because they weren't able to keep pace. So But ultimately, a good job by the streaks to keep with it and not give up in a game that definitely they could have just let it go on.
Final score once again, the Moline Maroons defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks 83-61. Thanks to our studio engineer, Brian Prescott, tonight. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Meredith saying goodnight from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.